Hollywood Access Media has been busy telling you lies about the sequel trilogy and Star Wars for more than a decade. That's right, Rey, Kylo Ren, super popular. Those who hated The Last Jedi, part of a tiny vocal minority, Russian bots and trolls. Well, now, that stone is rolling over, and the wish they were influencers are now busy trying to spin a yarn that it's a shocker, it's a surprise, the sequel trilogy, its demise is here. It's a great time, ladies and gentlemen, every time we get the pleasure, the honor of spending time together, where we endeavor, of course, to explain entertainment. Keeping you ahead of the culture curve is what we do, as opposed to those out there who have been trying to convince you of mistruths surrounding Star Wars now for more than 10 years. We'll tell you why places like IGN are feigning shock all of a sudden as the sequel trilogy may be getting dropped by Disney. Click the like button and off we go. The Access Media had no idea that you, me, and everybody else in between, well, we were right and they were wrong. And now they're singing a different song. They've been telling you now for a decade plus, the sequel trilogy is super popular. It's just a very vocal minority. It's those darn MAGA Russian bot trolls. It turns out
it's very, and they try to say, and they try to say it's very popular with kids and younger audiences, and it's not.
Popular. One day it'll be popular. Here we go, folks. Tom Phillips writing this for IGN. Star Wars viewing figures show disturbing lack of faith in sequel trilogy. Oh, are you disturbed, Tom Phillips? I'm so sorry. Here we go. Newly released viewing figures for Star Wars movies and TV shows have revealed a surprising lack of interest in the franchise's recent sequel trilogy era. And now fans are discussing how this may already be impacting Disney's plans for the series going forward. AKA Tom Phillips at IGN knows what Pro said, but we're not going to report on it because we can't give power to the peeps out there who are
covering the real stuff. It is astounding to me how many people are citing this story and not crediting you.
Isn't it wonderful? Nielsen broadcasting data for 2025 has given fans an intriguing peek behind the curtain of Disney Plus's usually opaque viewing figures and revealed exactly which Star Wars movies and TV shows are being binged and rewatched. And unfortunately, it's not great news for the sequels. Of the 33 billion minutes spent watching Star Wars content in 2025, 44.2% of that time was spent viewing Star Wars live-action films, with A New Hope, The Phantom Menace, and Rogue One in the top three. Now, you all know the news we know, which is the sequel trilogies are not in the top 10 at all. It says, it's interesting here to see that the franchise's original film still remains the most popular, followed by the once derided Phantom Menace. It says in recent years, the prequel trilogy is now looked upon by a younger cohort of fans with kinder eyes. Can I tell you what's really going on there? People are wanting to watch the trilogies as sort of they binge watch the three. And so the first one gets the most watch time because some people don't finish the trilogies. So the, you know, people are like, you know what? We should watch the prequels. Which one do we start with? Phantom Menace every single time. That's why the first of these two trilogies is doing that. Okay. So it goes on to talk about just how they're shocked. You know, Nielsen does not go on to list out the rest of Star Wars movies. There's not many left. It's just Disney sequel trilogies that didn't make the list. But it says it has provided what was being watched specifically on May 4th of 2025. And it goes on to talk about the movies that were being watched. Of course, you know, it's George Lucas stuff. Well, folks, what if I told you that we've looked at a new document here and we've come to an even bigger conclusion? Matt Bellany of Puck is putting this out there. Despite all the original shows on Disney Plus, the 11 Star Wars movies generated more viewing time streaming in 25. Now, here's what you need to know. When we look at the percentage of, you know, the top 10 that they gave us, that was only measured on May the 4th last year. Mm-hmm. However, this graph, sneakily, and it makes you wonder why they did that. Is it even worse? Is it even worse for Disney Star Wars if they do the whole year? Because here, this one is all of 2025, not just May the 4th. And I dare say, folks, it's probably worse for Disney because, let me explain. This is being measured. This graph is being measured based on minutes watched. Now, if you know anything about the live action series, which is in orange, those have a huge number of minutes. I mean, you think about the number of minutes that are in some of these animated shows that have multiple seasons. You think about Andor has like 18 hours. The movies, of which only six or seven are actually being watched, the six George Lucas ones and Rogue One, they're 2 hours each. So the fact that the live action movies are registering more than anything else means not only are people going and watching the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy, but they're doing it to such a degree that it's actually overcoming. It's actually overcoming all the hours of content that Disney has created, all the investment that Disney has done. Six George Lucas movies plus Rogue One. That is defeating everything that has been created by Disney to try to be the next modern Star Wars. Marv, I suspect that it made Andor look good to only measure a single day. And I suspect that if they had done the top 10 for the entire year, it would have been even more embarrassing for Disney. And I also suspect, Marv, although I cannot prove this, I'm way out there in speculation territory, and this is not a rumor, this is not something that's been handed to us, it's not a leak, but I wonder if Disney and Nielsen collaborated on how they were going to release this, because it's just interesting to me that from graph to graph, it's different times that we're viewing and reporting on, but we don't really say that in the big print. Marv, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, like I said last night, when they released this on through Variety, the angle is not look how little the sequels are being watched. The angle is look how much Star Wars is being watched, how popular Star Wars is, that Star Wars isn't dead, essentially. And I think that's kind of the message they're trying to go for is, look, we're not dead. People still watch the old stuff. And I think that is leading into this push to keep the old stuff alive. You know, we're seeing it with, you know, the drops that they're doing for merchandise and the drops that they're doing for specialized things like May the 4th. It's all original trilogy stuff and has been for quite some time. They are no longer positioning the sequel trilogy as the centerpiece of the franchise. We are back to Luke Skywalker. We are back to Darth Vader. Rey and Kylo Ren are complete and utter afterthoughts at this point. I mean, if they were still even slightly interested in the Star Wars sequel trilogy, they would have greenlit that Hunt for Ben Solo movie. And KK wanted to greenlight it. That's why the information about this got leaked the way it did. It's because they were trying to pressure Disney into greenlighting a sequel trilogy movie, and it did not work. Disney was not moving on it. Lauren says it all the time. The Acolyte spooked them. The Acolyte got them terrified. And at that point in time, you know, they realized that they had a major problem on their hands and they had to get all away from this Kathleen Kennedy stuff. No more Acolyte. Cancel that. We never cancel anything at Lucasfilm, but we're canceling this. This is the one thing where they're never going to make another season of Skeleton Crew, but they're not canceling Skeleton Crew. They canceled the Acolyte for a reason. They were trying to reassure fans, no, this is not coming back. We are moving on. We have learned our lesson. And now they are doing things like not approving the Hunt for Ben Solo and shelving the Rey movie. All of these things all contribute to this narrative that the sequels and Kathleen Kennedy's The Force's female vision are on the back burner, on the way out. It's time to return to things that actually matter. And we'll just see if Dave Filoni is the guy to do that. I personally don't think he is. So,
Culture, as we look at this chart, what is fascinating to me is we know the numbers here. We know that the six George Lucas movies plus Rogue One is essentially 14 hours of content. Now, we also know that that orange bar represents everything live action else there is. Okay, so how many hours are in The Mandalorian? Well, there are, what, 30 episodes of The Mandalorian? So that's 30 hours. Plus you've got The Book of Boba Fett, 40 hours. You got Obi-Wan, 50 hours. You got, I mean, we can go through it. We can keep going. Andor, that's going to put us at 70 hours. And we can keep going and going and going and going. The bottom line is this is being measured in watch time. The movies are probably, if there's 14 hours of movies to watch, there's probably 140 hours of live action series to watch.
Yeah.
The movies are outperforming something that is 10 times favored to beat them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, look, it's disgusting that this chart came out the way that it did, not representative of the total amount of TV hours being represented. And, you know, I mean, a lot of the early Mando episodes were 38 minutes long, 42 minutes long, something like that. But again, that's just Disney shortcutting and, you know, filling in with other stuff. But, you know, people like the original films. They have zero interest in the sequel trilogy. And I think that speaks to why a lot of things that Disney tried to do, even including, you know, the thing you talked about that got canceled,
The access media buy the lies, culture? Did they buy?
Of course, no. They're not buying them. They're helping to sell them. This is the difference between us at that Park Place when I'm riding over there, and what Marvin's been cited 3 times in the last 2 days for articles he's written. And there's a reason for that, because actual journalism happens in a different way now than it used to. And it's from the independent side of the equation. So when you ask me a question like that, I'm going to promote Marvin and his team over at that Park Place and his team over at the Geeks and Gamers that he works with over there. Marvin for that Park Place, great editor. Alex, great editor on the other side of the equation. Everybody's doing a good job right now. And
were not surprised, culture.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, nobody at that Park Place or Geeks and Gamers was shocked that the sequel trilogy. In fact, 24 hours before this came out, we came out and said, sequel trilogy is so unpopular, they're going to have to throw it away. 12 hours, 24 hours later,
I remember.
Nielsen is reporting on this. Yeah. And, of course, we get no credit, but we don't care. I mean, 100% so, we don't care because we're winning.
Geeks and Gamers article on your scoop regarding the sequel trilogy possibly being retconned or split into its own timeline, that has over 10 million views right now X. So it is getting around there. You know, word is getting out. Independent journalism is the name of the game. Well, I mean, look at it in terms of things that are, you know, far bigger and more important than things like Star Wars. Like Nick Shirley right now is the only guy who's doing like actual investigative journalism. When it comes, it's up to 16.7 million.
Views. 16.7 million views. So this is why we don't care. If IGN gives us credit and they mm-hmm. Semi steal the scoop, we don't care, because people are looking at what we're doing. And folks, what we're trying to do is we're trying to approximate the truth with a capital T. Like, we're trying to break the real news, and we were not surprised. We were not shocked that the sequel trilogy is a loser.
Let me throw some compliments at you, Pro. One of the things that you pride yourself on, and I think we all do, is we provide context to what's being done. There's no context in again, the media carrying the water for Hollywood. This is the problem with the trades these days. It's why there is no investigative journalism anymore from the mainstream, lamestream side of the equation, right? I mean, it's the context of what's being talked about, what the story is, that context is. Not a narrative that we want to push out there, but the actual context and what it means in terms of business realities.
When they said the day that when we found out 72 hours before that Daisy Ridley was going to come on the celebration stage and they were going to try to make a Rey movie, we didn't come out and say, that's not going to happen and blah 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 blah. We didn't do a story about, Kathy is definitely 100% she's going to leave, in the next day or so. We reported what we knew, which was there's a Rey movie. Did that make our audience happy? Probably not. You think everybody was like, woohoo, GoPro, report on another Rey movie. We love you. No, but you know what people like? They like accuracy. When 24 hours later, 72 hours, they were told the truth. Mm-hmm. That's what they like. Marv, by the way, phenomenal job uncovering all this. And would not have gotten out there in the way that it has without you and the Tremendous article. I want to go to Ron. Ron, I think that the narrative is also being switched because The Mandalorian and Grogu is finally exposing all this. Disney can hide the Disney Plus numbers. They can't hide box office numbers. They would like to hide box office numbers, but I think this is partly too why the call has gone out to Nielsen. Go ahead and tell them the truth. We've got to start switching this. Sequel trilogy is not popular. We have to make a change.
They do. They did something to Star Wars fans. I was thinking about this in my head, a woman gets married young, beautiful dress, and she's got like everything about her wedding day is great, and she's got this incredibly great wedding dress, beautiful white long train, everything. And 40 years goes by, and somebody else gets a hold of the dress and says, I'm going to do this wonderful thing for her, and I'm going to take this dress that she's saved all these years and I'm going to redecorate it. And they dress it up and they splash paint all over it. And they think that they've done this incredible job, but they've done it all with themselves in mind, Kathleen Kennedy. And then they present it back to this woman and she's like, what did you do to my dress? And I think that's what the way the fans feel about Star Wars with the sequel trilogies. They ruined something that fans have loved for decades. And you cannot do that and expect a good return. And they did it because they didn't treat Star Wars as something that the fans loved. They treated it as something that they could use to try and preach their own values to fans that had nothing to do with Star Wars whatsoever. And now they've been exposed. Like, we've been exposing them for years, but Kathleen Kennedy's gone. And Disney knows that they need to make a pivot. They have a new CEO. They have to make money. They spent billions of dollars on this franchise. And yeah, these things, the original trilogy, that's still popular, right? I mean, I've still got my box set. I still love old Star Wars. I'm still a fan of that. But like, I don't see that when I go to Galaxy's Edge East. Maybe they're starting to see that more. Galaxy's Edge West with Han and Solo, with Han and Leia and Luke being introduced over there. And maybe they're going to use this whole world between worlds thing to try and reset the trilogy. I don't really know what they're going to do, but they have to do something if they're going to save Star Wars.
We saw, now that they've added the original trilogy characters back into Disneyland, the Disneyland May the 4th crowd was massive. What was that?
I was saying, let me see if I can get a picture of that. Go ahead.
I believe Vash shared one on X, but it was a sea of humanity at Galaxy's Edge, which it has not been that way on May 4th for a very long time. Yep. And here it is.
Right. All because people are excited for the original characters.
Yep.
There you go. Vash has got one from Disneyland. I think this is Disney World. I could be wrong about that, by the way. But people are excited. People are excited about the original characters. I think there's an enthusiasm in Florida that, hey, those characters are going to come over to the East Coast soon. And it's really generating, you know, this is what people wanted. It's amazing. You know, I've said this before. I'll say it one last time because we do have so many new viewers and people who may not have heard this. It would be like if you bought Batman. You know, it would be like if you bought Batman and you said, you know, I don't really want to use Batman. We're gonna do some new character, maybe like Bat Teen Girl. And then somebody's like, well, we already got it, you know, some female characters that are really cool. No, we're gonna use Bat Teen Girl, and she's gonna be the bestest ever. And we're not gonna have Batman, we're not gonna have Robin. And the person said, well, why did you buy this then? Why did you buy Batman? I mean, that's how it's felt being, you know, somebody watching Star Wars. It's like,
well, I mean,
not Star Wars. But you don't like Star Wars.
We were given a phenomenal, social experiment this past weekend because, you know, they've been trying to market Star Wars and Marvel to women now for several years. They don't want it. They don't show up. They don't actually, you know, participate in going to the films, going to the theaters. And then what did they just put out this week? The Devil Wears Prada 2. And it shattered expectations because it's an actual thing designed for women, featuring things that women want. Women don't want Star Wars. They don't want superheroes unless they're going with their boyfriend and get to watch Chris Hemsworth take his shirt off. They want things about things like fashion and glamour and things that they are interested in. That's why Barbie made $1 billion. And that's why The Devil Wears Prada made, I believe, close to 100 million in its opening weekend, if not more.
Globally, it was over 233 million.
That's insane, man. Yeah, like, when you actually give, and you know what? We were there. I was there Friday. My wife was super excited about this movie. She's not excited about anything Star Wars or Marvel. She wants to see The Devil Wears Prada. Well, I'm sitting there asking her if Dior is real or if they made that up for the movie.
Like, here we go again. Marv suggesting that men and women are different, which, by the way, is exactly how Star Wars was led astray. Don't forget, folks, how did this all begin? Kathleen Kennedy went to Iger, reportedly, allegedly, and this is in books, this is written out, this is not from me. Kathleen Kennedy, at the beginning of the whole deal, went to Bob Iger and said, what if we have a way that we'll sell all the same number of toys to boys, but we'll bring in the girls too, and we'll do it with Rey.
You know, we must bid adieu for now, but folks, I encourage you, if you enjoyed this kind of video, well, we have plenty more and more on the way every single day. We do it for you. Check out the WDW Pro channel and go click on videos. You can see the most recent ones and enjoy all the stuff we're talking about. And hopefully give us some feedback because we would love to cater what we're doing for you. You are the consumer. You are our valued guest. It's how entertainment companies once upon a time treated the people who bought their stuff, and we're still doing it here. Folks, on the way out the door, consider clicking the like button, share, subscribe, click it, stick it to the algorithms. It is the notification bell. Drop a comment down below. Let us know your thoughts. And folks, as we get ready to say goodbye, we always say this because we think you indeed are special and matter. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, keep learning, keep growing, and keep having fun.